Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Thanks so much for listening. I really appreciate it. We are reading through the Gospel of Mark in the Voice Translation. We're in chapter 6, verses 53 through 56. It says this: When they finished their journey, they landed the boat in Gennesaret. People at once recognized Jesus as the healer. Immediately, they hurried to collect the sick and infirm, bringing them to him in beds if they had to, laying them out in the markets of any village, city, or field where he might pass. They would say, "Just let us touch the fringe of your robe." Even the people who touched only it were made whole again. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this opportunity just to spend quietly before you today and to reflect on what it must have been like to be in the crowds with you and to understand the desperation. So many of us, those of us listening and me praying, we understand what it's like to have that kind of desperation, to see a loved one hurt and to see someone who just desperately needs to be healed. And Lord, thank you for the sheer fact of your healing. It proved your deity. It proved who you were, Jesus. And you were so generous with your healing ability. And people just needed to touch the fringe of your cloak to be healed, which is really quite amazing. And we see a little bit of that later in the book of Acts with some of the apostles too. And so, Lord, we just boldly ask you today that you would heal. You would heal our friend that has cancer. You would heal our family member who's battling a chronic illness. You would heal the person who is battling mental illness. And Lord, we also know that we live in the tension of the now and the not yet. And sometimes you don't heal completely on this side of heaven. And so, Lord, give us the patience that we need. Teach us what we need to learn in the midst of the suffering. And Lord, help us to come alongside those who suffer. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts to connect with and empathy to love well those in our lives who are struggling. I have several in my life right now who are battling different kinds of cancer. And Lord, I pray you would help me to be a light in the midst of the scariness and the darkness. Lord, we pray for our family members who and our friends who are battling life-threatening illness and the fear that comes from that. Lord, I pray, since you are the Prince of Peace, that you would settle into their hearts. Your Holy Spirit would settle into them and bring them deep peace. An awareness of your presence, of knowing that you are going to be with them. You will never leave them. You will never forsake them. And Lord, I just live in the tension of the questions of realizing that we do live in a fallen world and 100% of us are going to die. And whether that comes from disease or old age or an accident or whatever, Lord, you have our days numbered. Help us to settle into that and rest in that and know that we don't need to be afraid, though 1,000 fall at our side and 10,000 on the other side. You will be with us. Yes, 100% of us will die, but you will walk us through it. And Lord, you have conquered death on the cross, and so we no longer have to be afraid. I remember growing up and being terrified, just absolutely, before I knew you, Jesus, I was terrified of death. I thought about it all the time, and I didn't know what would happen on the other side. It was such a great unknown for me, and it compelled me for so many years to not sleep well and to worry and to fret. And I thought a lot, this was during the Cold War, so I was thinking a lot about nuclear war and death and all of that. And Lord, then I met you and you began to calm my fears about death. And I don't think any of us relish it or want it, or of course we fight against it and push against it because we have such an amazing amount of work to do for your kingdom here on earth. But at the same time, we don't need to fear it. So I pray for my friend listening today who might fear it, and I pray you would bring deep peace. Lord, thank you for loving the people that you were in contact with. And you must have been quite overwhelmed with the needs of many. And Lord, I know that some listening today have that same feeling. They are just overwhelmed by the amount of needs that they see around them. And I pray you would just give them rest on all sides, some little bit of Sabbath, a little bit of peace in the midst of a busy day. We need you, Lord. We love you. And we thank you for who you are, that you're the healing Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You're such a blessing to me on this the 11th day of March, third month, 11th day. And just wanted to let you know something I found out about is that you can now ask Siri to play Pray Every Day. Just say, hey, Siri, would you play Pray Every Day by Mary DeMuth? And it should come up. Maybe it'll be funny and something weird will happen, but hopefully it'll be Pray Every Day. Also, the Pray Every Day app is available for everybody. You can go to Apple or Google Play and you can type in Pray Every Day with Mary DeMuth and you will find it. It is free. It's a very easy way for you to listen to the podcast in a very simple format. And there's an extra little bonus with that as well. A little written devotional for every day of the year. So anyway, you can try that at any of those app stores and hope you have a great day.